So imagine you're driving, say, 70 miles an hour down the highway, right? And you suddenly realize you need to entirely swap out your car's engine.
Oh man, yeah.
Right? You can't slow down
Yep.
and you can't drop a single part on the pavement. And I mean, that is basically the scale of the case study we're looking at today. It's a deep dive into Clover Infotech migrating a financial services company's whole ERP Next application over to AWS.
And doing that without dropping a single byte of sensitive financial data, I mean, that is the real challenge here because the client had this, well, completely fractured setup before.
Different vendors, right.
Exactly, yeah. You had different vendors handling the application side and then totally different ones on the infrastructure. So today we're really uncovering how unifying that management under one roof, how it solves that chaos of disjointed vendors.
Yeah, and before we look at the how, let's just clarify the stakes for a second. Because ERP Next, it isn't just some side app.
No, not at all.
It's the central nervous system of this firm's operations. So moving that to a new AWS environment sounds, well, frankly, terrifying. How does an organization actually ensure operational stability during a physical migration of that magnitude?
It's tough.
Like, I'm just picturing severe downtime the second the switch flips.
Well, the risk is incredibly high when you have, say, an infrastructure team building the roads and an application team driving the cars, but neither team actually talks to the other.
Right, they're completely siloed.
Exactly. So Clover stepped in as the single partner for both. And because they designed the underlying AWS infrastructure specifically for the ERP Next architecture that they were also managing, they could map out all those dependencies beforehand.
Oh, so they aren't just guessing.
Right, they built a parallel track, they synced the live data continuously, and then just shifted the load over. And they did it without the end user ever noticing a blip.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that unified management that closes the loop, basically eliminating the blind spots where data usually gets dropped.
So instead of, hoping the application works on a newly built server, the same team is custom tuning that server for the application.
Exactly.
But once that data is actually parked in that new AWS environment, how do we make sure the new infrastructure doesn't just suffer the same vulnerabilities as their old setup? I mean, their previous architecture completely lacked disaster recovery capabilities, which is wild.
Yeah, it's a massive liability for a financial firm. So Clover completely overhauled the architecture. They implemented separate peering for different environments. So instead of just throwing all the data into one big network pool,
Right, which is a nightmare.
total nightmare. Instead, they created these isolated private lanes for different types of traffic.
Yeah.
So if an issue compromises the development environment, it literally cannot physically cross over into the production environment.
So it's less like building a thicker wall around the system and more like designing a ship with watertight compartments.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Like a breach or a traffic spike in one section just won't sink the entire vessel. And I saw they paired that isolated peering with robust load balancers to distribute traffic, plus strict firewalls.
Yeah, and they also delivered the servers with VACA reports, which is huge.
Right, because for a financial institution, passing strict audit requirements is just non-negotiable.
Absolutely. And VACA stands for Vulnerability Assessment and Criticality Analysis. It isn't just some IT buzzword, it's a really rigorous diagnostic.
It basically proves to auditors that every potential weak point in the cloud infrastructure has been identified and mitigated before the system even goes live, right?
Exactly. And combining that proactive vulnerability assessment with the rigorous disaster recovery setups that Clover put in place, I mean, it fundamentally shifts the firm's posture.
Yeah.
They went from just hoping nothing breaks to having an architecture designed to automatically fail over.
And stay legally compliant during a crisis, which is the big thing.
Exactly. Consolidating the application and infrastructure management, it really allowed Clover Infotech to deliver a controlled, robust, and just incredibly stable system.
Because they eliminated the blind spots that usually plague multi-vendor setups.
Yeah, ensuring the architecture behind the scenes is just as resilient as the software the end user actually sees.
Well, look closely at your own company's tech stack right now. If your primary system went down today, do you actually have the disaster recovery protocols and isolated peering to survive the hit? Or are you cruising at 70 miles an hour without a safety net?
That is definitely a question you want to answer before the engine starts sputtering.
Definitely. To replicate such success for your business, write to us at marketing@cloverinfotech.com.